It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, what a great way to open up the 5 o'clock hour. Not only with the music of the Mavericks that Sue and I both love, but let's go up to Detroit. That's where Senator Eric Schmidt is with President Trump and J.D. Vance. And I think Trump's on stage right now. Are you backstage? Is that what I understand? Let's see if he's there. Are you there? There he is. Oh, there he is. You there?
How are you?
I'm good.
No, I am backstage. I figured we better connect now because this motorcade is going to get moving here soon. So we're here.
Yeah, you're with me until they say, okay, you're going to Wisconsin with us, right?
That's right, yeah. So we'll leave here and head to Wisconsin for a rally tonight. I was with them last night in Arizona with the Tucker Carlson event. I was with J.D. Vance earlier in the week, had cruise earlier in the week. I'll be in Ohio on Sunday, a statewide flyer on Monday. So a busy week, but getting to spend some time with the president. He's energized. These crowds are energized. It's been a lot of fun today.
All right, so what would you say? I mean, the Tucker Carlson event turned into another story here for our friends in the legacy media, just completely misrepresenting what he said, including Liz Cheney. What is wrong with Liz Cheney? Good Lord.
It's a total joke. I mean, look, they're still smarting from the fact that the president of the United States, Joe Biden, referred to half of America as garbage, and she keeps calling people fascists. They have nothing left that name-calling. And so, honestly, I will tell you that I spoke to this crowd. These are hardworking folks that come to these things. They want a better life for their kids. President Trump offers a change in direction from the disaster that's been the last 4 years. So I feel really good about where we're at right now, Mark. And Robert Kennedy Jr. is with us today. We were on the plane coming from Arizona with him. And he's
nice.
Fully integrated into this campaign now. It's fun.
The garbage truck moment. We have to address the garbage truck moment. I mean, just when you thought nothing could outdo the McDonald's visit. Our favorite part, and I think the country's favorite part, had to be when he wore the vest on stage at Green Bay when that was happening.
That was great. It was great. I was telling him on the plane today that there are a lot of people in St. Louis and in Missouri that were wearing that, you know, those outfits for
Halloween.
For Halloween. They were either the garbage bag or the orange or yellow vest. So it's a craze.
So are you going to Pennsylvania this weekend as well?
No. So I was in Pennsylvania with J.D. earlier, and then I'm doing this today, and then I'll be coming back to St. Louis tomorrow and then flying to Ohio Sunday. So this swing today will be my last time on the presidential side. Then I'll do a Senate one, on Sunday in Ohio, which is a must-win, and then coming back and do a statewide fly around for all the folks who are up on our, you know, in Missouri.
So, I think there might even be a willingness on the part of some of the people on the left to admit that momentum has swung in the former president's direction. Now, this thing is not over. I'm guessing the focus is still on getting people out to vote, Eric.
That's right. And that's the message that I deliver, that President Trump's delivering, is, look, our early voting numbers are up. That's good. Now, I don't think they're just cannibalizing Election Day numbers. I do think we're seeing an increase in turnout, but we have to keep the pedal to the metal here. The energy is there, the polling is there, all of those things. But the only poll that really matters is on Election Day. And so people need to vote. We're telling people, make sure when you leave here, text four friends, make sure you get somebody to the polls. Because here's the thing, Mark. It's a good thing that we have a larger base now. We have a broader party. It's a multi-ethnic working class party. But that includes more people. Like, think of the people who are listening to podcasts. They're not traditional voters. They're not voting in every election. So we have more of those kinds of voters in the fold, which is a good thing, but we got to make sure they actually show up and vote, right? And so that's what the focus is now for the next few days.
So I have not listened to JD. I listened to the entire 3-hour podcast with President Trump and Joe Rogan. I was heading back from seeing my grandson in Houston. I got to check out JD because I heard that was excellent too.
Yeah, he's great. I was with him, actually. We met up in Austin because I finished my thing with Cruz in Texas. And so right after he did the Rogan podcast, he hopped on the plane and we talked about it. He had a great time. I listened to pieces of it, not the whole thing yet. The reason why JD was a great pick, I knew because we're close. More people are seeing that now, right? He's just a regular guy. He's a smart guy. He communicates well. And I think that more of those podcasts and reaching different people who aren't watching, the mainstream media at the 5 o'clock news is really important. I think Trump and Vance are both doing a very good job of that, and that's the future.
Yeah, my favorite part of doing what I do is promoting other people's podcasts. There's no doubt about it. That's where my career is right now. Listen, you got to get on a bus and head over to Wisconsin. Thank you so much for jumping on here, and it's going to be interesting to see what happens in the next few days.
It will. Thanks for having me on, and make sure everybody get out and vote. Yep, see ya.
Thank you very much. That's Senator Eric Schmidt, who, by the way, had his humble beginnings as the official state senator of the Mark Reardon Show. So I don't know if you know that.
But
go way back to when he first ran for state senate. And he's another one, not unlike Jennings, a little different category here, where you get to a certain level with stardom, with superstardom, and you it's not like Eric doesn't want to still hang with the people that he used to, but it's a different world, and he's in a different universe flying on a plane right now with
backstage.
J.D. Vance and President Trump. Now the question becomes, does he get invited? We've talked about this a little bit. Does he get invited to be part of any administration, this Trump administration? There's a chance, but the guy's got 4 more years left in the Senate. He was only elected 2 years ago, so that's something to keep in mind. All right.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.